This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. At least 63 people are dead in Kabul, Afghanistan, and nearly 200 wounded. Victims, witnesses, and family members are recovering after the Islamic State Group's Afghan branch claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a wedding hall. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani condemned the overnight attack, saying he has summoned an extraordinary security meeting to review and prevent what happened. He also said in a statement, the Taliban cannot absolve themselves of blame, for they provide platform for terrorists. VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Ganguly, political science professor. We asked him about what effect the attack might have as the U.S. and Taliban are closing in on an agreement to end a nearly 18-year war, America's longest conflict.
My suspicion is the U.S. interlocutors will bring up this issue. The Taliban will no doubt dissemble and insist that they have nothing to do with ISIS, though one wonders about the credibility of such a claim. After all, they were the ones who nurtured Al-Qaeda before 9/11 and refused to hand over Osama bin Laden despite the insistence of the United States. So consequently, I am somewhat skeptical about anything the Taliban says about ISIS.
The Taliban condemned the bombing, saying, quote, such barbaric, deliberate attacks against civilians, including women and children, are forbidden and unjustifiable. President Donald Trump said Sunday the economy is doing very well and dismissed concerns of a recession.
Well, honestly, I'm prepared for everything. I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
He offered an optimistic outlook after last week's steep drop in the financial markets. This is VOA News. Protesters rallied in Hong Kong again on Sunday.